Next, we're going to take a look at the cattle situation. Retail beef prices continue to be fabulous. This is monthly average thus far this century for choice beef. We had 10 new records last year on choice beef. If we look at all fresh beef, it has set in records at retail 16 of the last 18 months. And it's those fabulous retail prices in the grocery store that's allowing cattle prices to be as high as they've been. Per capita meat consumption, I'd say, has been down the last several years. High feed costs back a few years ago, driven by the expanding ethanol industry, caused a tightness in meat production. But as you can see, the forecast for 2015 is a big jump in per capita meat supplies, and therefore the long-term trend is expected to be down for cattle prices. Calf crop, last year's calf crop, first increase since 1995, still a very small calf crop. You've got to go back to the 1940s to find one as small as the 33.9 million head, other than 2013. The last two calf crops are the smallest since the 1950s. We're growing. It's going to take a while before those that half of 1% increase in last year's calf crop shows up in packing plants. For the time being, beef supplies are going to remain tight, and retail beef prices and cattle prices, we think, quite strong. If we look at trade, imports and exports of beef as a percent of U.S. production. The red line is imports. We've seen some strong increases in imports in the last several months. Tight supply, record prices here, so it makes sense to import beef from other countries when it's available. The green triangles are what percent of the beef we produce in the United States each month coming out of packing plants gets exported, and about 10% or so of what we produce gets exported. The outlook isn't real bright. David touched on this in his corn discussion, but the dollar is quite strong right now. That makes it a tough situation for exporting products from the United States and being price competitive. USDA expects meat exports this year to be down 6% compared to last year, imports to be up 4%. As far as the exports is concerned, USDA is predicting less beef exports this year, less pork, less chicken, less turkey will be exported this year than last year. As far as cattle slaughter, beef supplies are tight and prices high because not a whole lot of cattle getting processed right now. The red line on here at the top is the 5-year average. The dashed line was last year. We were down 6.9% in cattle slaughter last year. The blue line shows you thus far this year we're down 6% for last year, so well below long-term average, and that's reduced cattle slaughter keeping that supply tight and prices high. Steer dressed weights are up, making up for some of the shortage in cattle to be slaughtered by keeping the weights big. Again, the red line's 5-year average. The dashed line was last year. We were up 1% on dressed weights for steers last year. Long-term average increases about a half of 1% per year. And thus far, year-to-date, we're up 1.6%. So cattle slaughter's down, but we're covering part of it with increased weights and bigger cattle. Total cow slaughter, this is mama cows, was down 13.8% last year. Again, fabulously profitable year, and so we trying to expand the cow herd, and we're continuing to do so. As you can see, thus far this year, down 5.9% in cow slaughter compared to a year ago, which was down 13.8% from 2013. Heifer slaughter also down. Last year, down 7.9% compared to 2013. This year, down another 5.9%. So cattle producers have noticed these record prices and are trying to increase production. Cattle on feed numbers, March cattle on feed number down a half of 1%. Trade guesses are that we're going to be down on April 1 compared to a year ago. Placements have been light, and that's getting to be worrisome. We're continually placing fewer cattle than a year ago, fewer than indicated by the inventory reports, and so that has people expecting heavier placements as we move on into summer, and that's going to give us increased slaughter as we move into fall. And if you look at the deferred fed cattle futures contract, they're considerably lower than the kind of prices we've had in the last few months. As far as prices, this is on a live weight basis, slaughter steer prices, five market average. Again, the red line down there around $1.05 to $1.15 per hundredweight is the five-year average. The dashed line last year, we averaged almost $155 per hundredweight last year. As you can see, thus far this year, we've been solidly above last year's record. Our expectation is that we won't be able to stay above year ago once we get into that fourth quarter and those very high prices we had a year ago. USDA expects prices to average $5, $6, $7 higher this year than last year. As far as break-even prices, the cost to gain and what was invested in those feeder cattle going into feedlots is represented by the red squares on here. The red open squares is projected break-evens over the next several months. Fed cattle prices got very, very high in the second half of 2014, and break-evens got so high it led to a lot of red ink in recent months, and that's put downward pressure on feeder cattle prices. As far as USDA's forecast of beef production, for the year this year, 24,210,000,000 pounds of beef, down a slight 0.2% compared to a year ago. So we're getting pretty close to the bottom. Whether or not we're going to be down a bit more than that is going to have a lot to do with both slaughter weights and female retention, just how many heifers and cows we keep for breeding purposes. But long term, we're likely to see an increase in beef supplies come 2016. As far as prices, this is USDA's forecast. As I said, last year record for the fifth consecutive year. USDA is expecting the sixth consecutive record year for fed cattle prices this year, somewhere in the low 160s. As you can see, first quarter of this year, we averaged $162 per hundredweight. I expect to see USDA's forecasting some weakness as we move into the summer, a bit of weakness before maybe a bit of rebound in the fall. If we look at the futures market, they're not nearly as optimistic. The red diamonds are monthly average fed cattle price in the United States this century. The blue square shows you what the futures market is expecting, and it's got the nearby April contract is the highest on the board, and they're looking for prices to decline into the 140s for the rest of this year, and then slide below 140 as we move on into 2016. As far as feeder cattle prices, this is 750-800 pound feeder steers, Oklahoma City. Monthly averages thus far this century is in orange, and the outlook is for a slow decline in feeder cattle prices also as we move from now into the middle of 2016. Profitability has been very good. A record high last year. Expected to be a little bit less profits here in 2015 than last year, coming in under $500 per cow for cow-calf operations, but still far above anything we had prior to last year. Bottom line is that we're slowly going to increase the beef supply. It's going to remain tight this year. Competing meats are likely to put pressure on beef prices. Exports are likely to be weaker and down this year. And so, yes, we've still got very good cattle prices, but it's not going to last forever.